Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Wide Nine. We look back, we look ahead, we talk football, and we talk all of it with our host, Thomas Milliken. Gov, what do you got for us?
Good morning, boys. Good morning. I think we need to start running a disclaimer before this after what I said a couple weeks ago about the Lions winning the North.
Oh, do we have audio of that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Is it there, Greg?
What did you
say? I'm
going
to do the flag planting this time around.
Okay.
We don't have what I said, that they would win. All right, I'll complete it. That the Lions,
your
win
Detroit
NFC North.
Lions, are going to win the NFC North.
There
have
you
I
go.
Absolutely lost my mind.
I'm a loser.
Seriously, we need to run a disclaimer.
Where's the part?
The following
says
segment is not the thoughts of 97.1 The Ticket, Jimmy Powers, or anybody else that works here.
You can just say edit on in 2021.
Yes. All right. Michigan State's offense was atrocious on Saturday afternoon. Does Mark D'Antonio have to fire Dave Warner at the end of the season in order for the Spartans fans to have hope in 2019?
No, I don't think so. I think he should. I would hope that he would. But I don't think that he will, because that's Mark D'Antonio, and he's loyal, and he's going to look at it and say, the offensive line should be better. We're getting L.J. Scott back. Got a full, hopefully healthy season of Cody White. The quarterback should be healthy. That should give us what we need, not to worry about changing coordinator. But I know a certain little Italian guy in the afternoon with a podcast who won't be happy about it.
Well, I agree with you, Jamie, that there are still going to be a lot of fans that will still be hopeful for the Spartans because of, you know, like you mentioned, the offensive line should be healthy. But there's a percentage that, not just the afternoon guy you're referring to, who believe that, yes, you have to make a major change in their offense,
when
change
is that
their
little
philosophy.
When does that little percentage become a bigger one where maybe your traditional tailgater, season ticket holder just loves their Spartans, starts to kind of bail a little?
Well, maybe if they lose to Nebraska, can't score against that defense.
Yeah, true. All right, Mark D'Antonio elected to take an intentional safety on Saturday with the Buckeyes leading 7-6. Twitter instantly lit up. The Spartans ripping D'Antonio's decision, mocking him. Jamie used to play this little game in the past called defend the indefensible. Can either of you defend the intentional safety?
Personally, I would not have done it, but I can defend it. Here's the deal. You're in a 7-6 game. Your defense is your strength. Your offense is crap. If you, you know, kick out of the end zone, they're going to get the ball probably at the 38 or 40 anyway. They can maybe get one first down and they're getting a field goal. So you're hoping to play defensive field position. So you're basically, it's a low scoring game. You're basically telling yourself, all right, they're probably
doing a good job of defending.
They're probably going to hold on. They're probably going to at least get three. I'll give you two, so I'll save a point.
I'll defend it. If it had worked, if they had boomed the ball into the Ohio State territory, Ohio State turns it over, punts it back, Michigan State all of a sudden says zone 25 instead of its own 2-yard line. Here's the problem with football. People give too much credit to geniuses. Like when Belichick went for that famous 4th-and-2 against the Colts, because he's Belichick, he got away with it. If Matt Patricia had done that, he would have been laughed out of town.
Okay, very quickly, though, do you guys believe in karma from the football guys?
I believe it's a bitch.
Yeah, well, it was, because the kicker kicked the ball out of bounds and the Buckeyes got the ball at 50. Total failure. All right, Caron Higdon failed to have 100 yards rushing for the first time in Big Ten play, but he did have 2 touchdowns. Who's the MVP for the Wolverines this season?
Shea Patterson, period, to the end. I can see a scenario where Chase Winovich doesn't play and Michigan's defense is still good. I can see a scenario where Caron Higdon doesn't play and Michigan's running game is still good. I cannot see a scenario where Shea Patterson doesn't play and Michigan's offense is still good. So for that reason, he's my MVP.
He plays the most important position, and it's been the biggest difference why this team is actually really good this year as opposed to last. Jamie, I have to agree with you. It is Shea Patterson.
I know there were people in the Michigan family that said it was more than quarterback last year, but it just seemed – I know the offensive line's been better,
right.
But – man, it's just this year's proving last year that it was all about the QB.
I love Gov's one person in the Michigan family. I know exactly who it is.
Well, hey,
I like him, so
he's in the Michigan
family. I'm not going to out him, but we exchanged texts.
I know.
All right, I came to a conclusion on Saturday night, which means I'm probably wrong, after watching Clemson methodically manhandle Boston College.
By 20.
If Michigan were to play Clemson in the playoff, I don't think the Wolverines could beat the Tigers. Do you agree or disagree?
I think their defense is, dare I say, better than Michigan's. You have guys who are going to be, you know, first-round draft choices. Farrell, Wilkins, Lawrence. Their offense, Hunter Lawrence is quarterback touchdown interception ratio. I can't speak today. Hunter Lawrence, 19-4, and the running back is Etienne's 8 yards a carry. They are so balanced. They're so good. They'd be heavily favored to win that game.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know. I wouldn't say they can't beat them. I think on any given Saturday, on any given Sunday, whatever day these games are going to be played, I think Michigan's defense is a game changer. I think Clemson's defense is a game changer. I think there's a scenario where Patterson outplays Lawrence, so I think it's a possibility, but I agree with Stoney. I think Clemson would be the favorite for sure.
I just, with watching that game the other night, I mean, the only reason Boston College scored was because Clemson over-pursued on a punt. You know, their defense didn't give up any points, and I'm with Stoney. I think their defense is even a little bit better than Michigan's. All right, Northwestern clinched the Big Ten West on Saturday. Jamie, do you want your Wildcats to ruin Michigan's season and win the Big Ten championship game? And Stoney, would you root for Michigan or your alma mater in this situation?
By the way, who's Clemson beat this year? This is such an arrogant Michigan question. Why don't I ask you, do you want Northwestern to ruin your team's season? If we beat Michigan in the Big Ten championship game, we go to the Rose Bowl. So I don't understand the question. Just step aside and let
Michigan. Don't you root for radio?
Huh?
Over a 4-loss team going to a Rose Bowl?
Of course I do. But here's what I don't do. Okay?
Root for radio. Root for all of the Michigan fans. We want to see Gov be happy, Stoney.
Did you ask Valenti this question when they played Michigan a couple weeks ago?
No.
No, because he'd bite your head off. Yes, I root for Northwestern.
But this is Northwestern.
That's my alma mater, okay?
They're purple.
But here's what
cute.
I don't do. I don't put myself and my little agenda above everybody else. Nobody cares, okay? Nobody cares who I'm rooting for, so I will do it. Every now and then, Greg will play the Go Cats drop. Go Cats fits, yeah. But, I want Michigan fans to be happy. But who am I rooting for? Come on.
It's Northwestern.
How dare you? Unless my son played for Michigan, in which case I'd root for them, Gov.
Oh, my. We're just so different in all these areas. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, my alma mater doesn't have a football team, so I'll take it to basketball. Go American. The alma mater always comes first. I give my sister crap because she roots for Penn State over her pathetic alma mater, Maryland. Always go for the alma mater. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Maybe a longer conversation is another point, but this loyalty to a school who I give a bunch of money to, I don't get it. All right, we've all talked about how Michigan controls its destiny.
Well, then nobody should.
I don't get the lemming factor of it. But anyways, we all talked about how Michigan controls its destiny in the college football playoff. Ohio State has just one loss, a date with Michigan, and a chance to win the Big Ten. Do the Buckeyes control their destiny?
No, they don't, actually, because if Oklahoma or West Virginia, I believe, run the table, they're ranked ahead of Ohio State now, and I don't think just beating Michigan would propel Ohio State over West Virginia or Oklahoma if one of those teams would run the table.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I think, obviously some things could happen to put Ohio State in there, but number one, I think the loss to Purdue, as bad as it was. Number two, Ohio State, there's kind of a sour feeling towards them by the committee and by everybody else. Maybe it has to do with the way the season started. Maybe it has to do with trips to Asian massage parlors. But nevertheless, believe they control their own destiny.
Gene Smith is on that committee.
Yeah, but didn't he have to recuse himself or something like that? But, and then Jeff Sessions, I think, would take over.
All right, Matthew Stafford has struggled this year. Fans are becoming extremely impatient. Can Stafford save or change his legacy as Lions quarterback? And if so, how can he do it?
To quote Adrienne in Rocky II, when she was in the hospital after the birth of their son, she pulled him close to the bedside and said, "Here's what I want you to do for me, Rock. Win. Win." And then Mickey took him out. They trained and he beat Apollo Creed. Win, Matthew. Win. Everything else will take care of itself.
Nothing will change this year, but if he comes back next year and has a really good season, they win a playoff game, everybody will be very happy. Yes, it can happen.
Are you high?
I didn't say it was going to happen, but
yes,
U.S. can, not will.
All right, it's time for the two of you to get creative. I want you to both write the script for the rest of Matt Patricia's tenure as Lions coach. Greg will keep this audio, and we will play it again next year.
All right. They will finish this season 4-12. They'll get good draft choices next year, pick up a good free agent, and they'll have a much better team next year. Actually, get to the playoffs and lose a wild card game, and then in year three, they'll regress, and he will shave off his beard and then get fired.
They're going to finish 6-10. They're going to fire Jim Bob Cooter. They might fire Paul Pasqualoni or kick him to some ceremonial post like they had with Gunther Cunningham towards the end of his time here in Detroit. New OC, new DC next year. They will finish 7-9 next year, and Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia will be fired.
Wow. Bold statement. All right, finally, the Rams and Chiefs play on Monday Night Football next week in Mexico City. The game has an over-under of 64, which is the highest in the NFL since 1986. Which team needs this game more?
The Rams, because of the Saints and the loss to the Saints. They do not want to go to New Orleans in the playoffs. They want to stay right there in Los Angeles. The Chiefs actually have decent breathing room in the AFC right now. The closest team to them is the Pittsburgh Steelers, so they have a head-to-head win against. So I'm going to say the Rams.
Just like what Jamie said, with the New England Patriots losing, the Patriots trail the Chiefs by 2 games. I don't think they have to worry about going to New England. I think the Chiefs...
Very quickly, a Lee Corso, not so fast, my friends.
Yeah.
It's the Chiefs. They got the Chargers breathing down their necks in their own division. If the Chiefs blow this game, San Diego or Los Angeles could sneak in, win the West, and the Chiefs start on the road. Chiefs need this game.
Good point.
How about Chargers, this? How about two losses, Chiefs, Rams.
Yeah.
That's okay. The wide nine.
That's the wide nine. Jamie and Stoney, 97-1, the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.